Blog Talk Radio.
They know I'm the smartest. They target, but this ain't Black Ops. I'm in the window. Yup, the city is your backdrop. Gas pop, you drop. Shit, here come two cops. I'm sorry, this is business. Mess with them with the blue top. Used to give a fit up, hold the finger thing up. They say I'm irrelevant, I got no drama to bring up. Hold up, shut the fuck up or roll up, scroll up, and get your shit swole up.
Hey, you guys, it's good to hear you from Love and Hip Hop New York. Now chilling with Six Man Radio, home for the adult contemporary hip hop.
Yeah. I'm heartless. Regardless, I prove out of all the niggas they know I'm the smartest. They target, but this ain't Black Ops. I'm in the window. Yup, the city is your backdrop. Gas pop, you drop. Shit, here come two cops. I'm sorry, this is business. Mess with them with the blue top. Used to give a fit up, hold the finger thing up. They say I'm irrelevant, I got no drama to bring up. Hold up, shut the fuck up or roll up, scroll up, and get your shit swole up.
Wait, hold up, this ain't even a fucking rap.
Here go. Yo, I got you, boy. Yeah. This what happens when Brooklyn meets Australia out this bitch. They don't give a fuck, Joe, huh?
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Look, your hottest single couldn't fuck with my filler for Rilla. I do it for Pun, for Big, I do it for Dilla. Upper echelon, top shelf, you softer than Ben Stiller. Getting hip from Philly Stiller, bumping Mac Miller. These niggas salty now, cause I don't fuck with them. But if I did, I'd be miserable, I was stuck with them. Tired of working with lames and putting trust with them. I don't see why we friends if I ain't getting no bucks with them. You see me? No fucks given. He brought his attitude, I hope he brought his sucks with him. Bang, bang, dress him up. Just in case my mama listening, I say I F him up. But she ain't listening, it's official then. Slump him then, dump him in Lake Michigan. Discovered on a Sunday by some fishermen. You ain't want the drama, should you start bitching then? Don't ever do that fucking shit again. No fucks given.
IDGAFF, I don't give a fuck. LMAO, nigga, you ain't really tough. Looking to my left, I ain't looking to my right, right.
Flying, they say I do, they lying. Never have one to give if they selling, I ain't buying. Hoes in they feeling, acting like somebody thirsty. It's never that deep, I ain't thirsty for no herpes. Thanksgiving, got the musket for you turkeys. Social media gas you, nigga, it irks me. No fuck giving, though, keep up with that madness. I ain't mad, just, I'm getting your IP address. Find out where you lay your head at, kids go to bed at. I'll be at your front door here and you never said that. SMH, bruh, wait, bruh. You ain't really think I was gonna let your ass get caught?
and no fucks given, no. You already know, pick your battles wise or be looking like some fries. Straight up, laid up, looking like Lord Vader with a mask off. You the past, dog.
I don't give a fuck. LMAO, nigga. Because you ain't really tough. Looking in my left pocket, looking in my right. All I see is money. Y'all gonna be alright? No fuck giving, nigga. No fuck giving. No fuck giving, nigga. No fuck giving. I don't give a fuck. LMAO, nigga. Because you ain't really tough.
Snatching your knees, and nah, we don't just rap, we clap for you back to see. one of those slugs for Jigga. All they need is a reason to show love for Jigga. Niggas wanna go back to back to both of our gas flat. Until we reload in 3 seconds flat, I'm back. Niggas aim at your hat, then we enter in your shoulder. Then we exit out your back. Gangsta nigga, I flow hard for the street. Sick of for the club. Sometimes for the ladies, but this is for my thugs.
Man. motion picture. Analyze the world, crush and hit ya. Dominate scripture. Wild black emperor, the best in your perimeter. Rock a jewel, pray on the minister. Sober while I'm sticking ya. And roll a Dutch over Ithaca. Shorty, I've been ripping up for years now. Goatee smile, on the prowl. My lifestyle, I better get my position now to blow you cats like trout. Smooth criminal from New York to Quebec. Unbelievable respect, Clan X. 22 ways about the projects, but keep focused. I wreck wastelands on the quest, getting deeper than check. We all die, but who's next? And we go again. My enemies, I keep friends. Cause when I want them, I got them and take them rock bottom. And rapid fire, it's you versus I. Hit man fire, blow the world like a live wire.
Cuban connected, flexing, wildin', sipping Chris down by the gallon. Queen Stallion,
no doubt.
Ice down, medallion. Ice down, medallion. Cuban connected, flexing. Big dog P by the gallon, Queen Stallion,
no doubt.
Ice down medallion, Ice down medallion.
Same shit, holding it down, my gun spit. Crime I deal with, drive a 540 with 10. Yo, nice, hold a strip up on the hill in the brick. Such a golden kid, wisdom, knowledge, still living. Understand what I'm giving, a wild life to live in while we all driven. We sell drugs, young black thugs, we take slugs. Most offensive, getting money's the principle. Every day we interview, you know who I'm talking to, the best soldier. Laying on 45th, they cold and selling drugs to the morning. Swifter than my opponents, fuck around and catch a bonus. My love's a Ryan Owens, when you got I was a homie. And ever since that day, I walk around double toasted with two hosts, wanted posters, bust whatever closest. I die like your man in the black Testarossa. Plus, don't give a fuck, taking over.
My Cuban connection, flexing, wildin', sipping Chris down by the gallon. Queen Stallion,
no doubt.
Ice down medallion, Ice down medallion. Cuban connection, flexing, wildin', sipping Dawn P by the gallon. Queen Stallion,
no doubt.
Ice down medallion.
G, H A V O C, M O B B, You know what I'm saying? 41st stop. Niggas know how we do. Right, right. I can see you back there. Yeah. Yo. The marble spit that shit, rip that bitch, leave it loose, take shit back, the triple fat goose, Queensbridge representative, ghetto entrepreneur, state on tour, dick riders wanna get them boys, shit the same law, same day contract, stick the claws, don't run red lights, and never caught the blue balls, gold medalist, been doing this ever since, third time fella, nigga, who you telling, cause we illustrious, if you fuck with us, it's a must we buck, and if you stand with us, 9 times out of 10, Sonny might be buck, cause we illustrious, after the ashes and dust to dust, if you fuck with us, it's a must we buck, and if you stand with us, 9 times out of 10, Sonny might be buck.
Yo, the lost page of a wild rhyme writing nigga, P holds the pen tightly, it's flow nightly, I count on one thing, all y'all rap niggas that excite me, y'all niggas is trash rap, wanna fight me, shook to death. Take breaths and step lightly. Y'all little league niggas is so bald. They might be spent too much time with wifey. Come out to play with the hard-headed. Infamous song torture. Crack your knuckles. Buckle up your pants tight. Pull your hats down. Let's get it on like Poppy Ball fights. My spiral book hold the world's most lethal. There's no cure for what my pen do neither. Bring the fever. Y'all niggas is the rap justice. While we was gone for a moment, y'all kept the crowd going now. Move over, make it time for some media. This shit's weak. Your best song is mediocre. Fucking penis. How dare you entertain the thought that you could come out to challenge me in blood talk. Take a walk, jerk. This ain't LaVert sweating Johnny Gill. This is rap for real. Something you feel. You catch a chill when you hear them all bang through your stereo. It's heavy metal for the black people. Rock and roll, but it's hip hop though. My drug music. Therapeutic to the user. You slam dance to it.
Alibaba the Butcher, the original ghetto bastard, Mr. Yoke the Joker, in your backyard, bitch, and this how we do it, New Jeru, Dirty Jersey style, Guard State Great, Six Man Radio, home of the contemporary adult music, grown folk things going on over these parts, partner.
Man. with this, with this. Oh yeah, yeah. I'm with this, with this.
Hey yo, kicking with your rhymes like a fortune teller. Had a dog by the name of Old Yeller. Old Yeller had a fiendish plot, schemed and dreamed for me to make a knot. Ever since then, booty clock me like Big Ben. As I go on and kick more, got more songs in a record store. Some is sipping and some is puffing, some is ripping, some ain't saying nothing. But my pockets, I am stuffing, puffing, puffing, blow the house down. Like this move is in your town. On a sailboat, and this I quote, collect federal notes from songs I wrote. Not a shot of a win, and I'm not the Pope. But my name is on the Walk of Fame like Bob Hope. Baby doll, bust the sketch, don't forget that I'm a trooper and your true fed. I'm Mr. Smurf and your Smurf fed. Ah, take you to the hotel. You take me to the motel. Like a rocket ship, I will excel. When you do a crime, you go to jail. Pay the bell, then I hop the bell. Bounty hunter is on your tail. Mission to bring you back to jail. Pump a little weight so I'm not frail. Baby doll, you know what I'm saying?
When I'm on the mic, there won't be no saying. When I'm on the mic, there won't be no saying. When I'm on the mic, there won't be no saying.
Smooth beat.
Hey, yo, wait a minute. Yo, could you fix the station? Yo, watch him fuck it up.
Yo, that's that shit.
Oh, shit, I got your head bopping. Ain't no stopping, cause the shit that I'm popping is from the heart, so you know that I'm real. So you can relax, cause I'm starting to feel. Know a lot of faces in this rap shit. Always out of fuck, cause I don't make whack shit. Yeah, either like it or you don't. The sound's all natural, and in fact, you will stand. And watch your brother catch wreck. My credit is good and I never bounce a check. But if the funds run low and my shit gets critical, I'm off to the chemical. Gotta give a shout to the large professor. Thought I lost his number but I left it on my dresser. On and on like the Mississippi. Not on a gangster tip. And yo, I'm not a hippie. I'm just an ordinary brother who was very dedicated to real rap. So don't compare me to another brother, cause I'm a type that'll smother a whack MC, the DJ, or any other member of your crew. Not a thing you can do. Nope, how to say peace with infinite skin do. Show this fat Joe who want in a match. No one can match me, and yo, you couldn't catch me in a new pair of British with a thick rubber sole. But I won't flinch, cause I got soul. And I bring joy just like Anita Baker. If the girl doesn't like the smile, you need to take her to a Diamond D show. Cause I bring joy to men and women, women, girls,
boys,
South Catholic, Protestant, step to Diamond D, it'll be your abolishment. I'll give a handshake for you and your man thing, cause I write rhymes so much that my hand thing. What you gonna do? What you gonna barbecue a boogaloo? Yeah. Hey, yo, wait a minute.
Yo, that's that shit.
Yo, could you turn it up?
Yo, that's that shit.
Hey, yo, fix the station.
Yo, that's that shit.
Yo, watch them fuck it up.
Yo,
damn, I can't wait to make my next LP. Exhume new lyrics, become more wealthy. I never play myself cause I don't play games. No, know a lot of beats, but I say no names. And my man show with the season out the wall. We hunt down beats just like Marvel Wars. Search for blood on the late night flick. Labels used to front, but now they're on the. So listen to the rhythm, the vibe is true. Cause like Quaker Oat, it's the right thing to do. I go on and on to the kick drum. I got voodoo and voodoo, so yo, come get some. I won't sweat it, cause now my respect's known. While you're home, sucking on a neck bone. Tell the girls that you're living fat, but that you're only eating chicken backs. Yo, I'm kicking facts, so don't front, pal. Just fine tune. Rock and CL, I stay on the DL. You never catch Diamond snacking on J-E-L. L-O-O, hell no. So make like Lloyd Lindsay the Young and say hello. People underestimate, even though the best they make sounds like a big pile.
Sounds like a big pile.
But I'm not the type to go out like the dimple. A brother like D makes it. Baby,
word him up.
Yeah, going out to Forest Projects and my man Fly Live up in Co-op City. Yeah, and I'm out like a trout. Soy.
Yeah. Let's go. Sure.
charge is out. What you do bark about, I only hear when the dark is out. But I know what all the hate and remarks about. Niggas turn brave hearts when the narcs is out. Little dudes washed up as fuck with no money. Thugged out, no direction, so dummy. I max cars out with a snow bunny. Come on fam, this shit is the rentals, I'm so mummy. And money makes the opposite sex so chummy. Lifestyles of the rich and smart. I'm a self-made man, never snitch and dart. Come on, it is what it is, fam, get your heart. I call them P.P. niggas, bitch your part. Dicked around, ease and grease. No mistake, he's a beast. Nice watch, double M, Margiela. Jesus, peace. Now if the crew gas your whack ass up, I'm about to plate you. Pop you like bumps, bubbles, and things of that nature. On the boards or on the mic. Either way, get your ass sent on the hype. Now if the crew gas your whack ass up, I'm about to plate you. Pop you like bumps, bubbles, and things of that nature. On the boards or on the mic. Fuck it. On the broad or on the dike. I get cash, smoke grass, overseas with hash. And got cassettes of flash that I keep in the stash. I push the nice thing with the brightening on the dash. And it's frightening, I'm like lightning on that ass. And you little Leon Kennedy dude, too sweet. Just can't find your way, 2 feet. Can't get your muster up, 2 beat. Dude, sweet, these boys do skeet. Wolves looking at your ass, new meat. Weigh it out, put it on a scale. Cause we all know the strong puts it on a frail. Blow away all your dreams on the sale. Soldiers committing felonies on the bail. Right or wrong, we right the wrong. I write the songs, the fans sing right along. Gee shit, you don't quite belong, yeah. Now if your crew gas your whack ass up, I'ma deflate you. Pop you like bumps, bubbles, and things of that nature. On the boards or on the mic. Either way, get your ass set on the hype. Now if your crew gas your whack ass up, I'ma deflate you. Pop you like bumps, bubbles, and things of that nature. On the boards or on the mic. Fuck you, on the broad or on the dike.
6 Man
Radio.
It's like a cold story repeated over and over, and it went to my mind. Yo, what up, y'all? My niggas over there. Word. If you're scared to take chances, you'll never have the answers. I can tell the future of a dude how his stance is. Wonder will he shoot, or you should study where his hands is. Is he gon' cock it and pop it, his waistband big, while he don't have that thing in him. Slinging just ain't in him. Body language is off, he's soft. But soft niggas all of a sudden start jumping, fronting, cause we feel a way. My niggas say the eyes is a giveaway. One look could tell me if you really came to kill me. Be the quiet nigga looking lame with the millie. Who that over there? Creeping. Who homie by the tree? Better safe than sorry. Look to P-noy me. Few machine guns close. We could squeeze all three. Be a cold day in hell before they creep on me. It's a lesson every premonition. A lot of niggas killed cause they wasn't paying attention. Listen, I want a bitch I can trust. Some niggas I can trust. Accountants looking over my figures I can trust. A lawyer that's fighting for my decisions I can trust. Damn, my nigga trust. I can never get enough. Approvers I can trust. Shooters I can trust, goons that know how to fight out a Judas I can trust. And if I can't trust you, the fuck is you here for? Some of you niggas, true colors becoming clear more. It's been so long, can't remember how we begun this war. This is an everlasting thunderstorm, cause guns went off. I see your mom, she still speak, she don't know. I ain't cool with her son no more, it's old shit. Seen forever, we holding this grudge. Takes real men to squash beef, ended with hugs. We buried our dead, been years, why should I worry my head? Constantly watching my back, plus niggas telling I dread. Another day, I put a family in black, though I be calm and relaxed. Though I know somehow it will come back, even if I'm in the right. Cause still a life is a life. What was it worth to see you covered in dirt? It's quite redundant, whether you the hunter or the hunted. Mothers cry, no statute of limitation on a homicide. Just tattoos of my niggas' names. I wonder will it change? I want a bitch I can trust.
Yeah. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Yeah. Six Man Radio.
Wack.
The home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B that your stinking ass love, nigga. Ah. It's your boy Bad C, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host, Nadine Michelle. What up, Nate?
What up, C? Man, we have such a phenomenal show lined up for y'all.
Yeah,
you don't even know.
Yeah, it's a crazy night tonight, man. Tonight, first, we have Diamond D of the legendary DITC crew. We are digging in the crates. Jesus. You know what I'm saying? If you know your hip hop, then you already know what it is, and you know what he contributed. Dope DJ / producer / MC. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And he's still doing it, y'all. The other joint I did, matter of fact, before the Nas joint, I played an old Diamond D record. That shit, which used to be that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Still
and then
that
after.
Shit.
Yeah, after I played a more recent record called Deflature, where the nigga was spitting on crazy, you know what I'm saying? So shout to him, he'll be on the check-in in a minute. But later on in the show, Jesus, we got, you know, there's been a lot of controversy with the MTV Top 10 Hottest MC This Year list.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So basically what we did, shout to Sin, you know, the homie Sin.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what we did, we came up with the idea like, yo, you know what? We're going to make our own joint. We're going to make our own top 10 hottest MC joint. Not that we disagree. Some of our panelists do disagree with the list.
Yeah.
It's relative. It's a real relative discussion. But we as the panel, we all came up with our picks. We're going to tally them up. And then later on in the show, you know, we're going to announce them. And then the panelists, we're all going to discuss this.
Right.
You know. Now, the panelists are myself.
Of course.
Nadine.
That's right.
Okay. We have my artist, XL the Kid.
XL.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We have my homegirl, Unique. Right? Hip-hop head.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. To the core. Like, B-girl. Like, you know what I'm saying? You feel
yes,
me?
Yes,
and
indeed.
And then after that, oh man, we got my nigga Mims. This Is Why I'm Hot is in the building. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
Right.
He's one of
falling.
Them. Mm-hmm. Then we got Persia. Crazy killer MC, female MC. You know what I'm saying? She's in the building. And then my nigga GMS.
MCMI report in
Jesus.
The building.
Hydra, the plague, all of that. He's in the building. Y'all feel like I'm forgetting somebody. Ain't it one more person?
No, I think we have everybody. That was six, right? We got XL.
It was seven for some reason.
Was it seven?
Yeah. Yo, it's been a crazy week. Listen, if whoever it was, if I forgot you, don't blame me. Blame
you
this
know,
fucking week I just had. Blame the fucking week I just had. Don't blame me, okay? Okay. Anyway, you know what I'm saying? It's a beautiful evening, regardless, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to continue to provide that grown and sexy R&B and that adult contemporary hip-hop. But tonight, I might dip into some R&B tonight. I might.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
We are about that R&B. You know, we don't forget that. We play hip hop now. We get in. But
oh,
we love R&B.
Yeah.
The home of it.
You know,
I don't know what you're going to get into, but.
You know what's crazy? I'll probably, you know, what I want to do coming up in an upcoming show is just have a strictly R&B show, like grown and sexy R&B. You know how I do when I start going in with that shit too, they like
you lose it. You lose it.
Oh Lord.
You come out, and I'm like, oh man. What did he just play what I think, man? You be hitting him with the Patrice Rushen.
Yeah, man.
Angela Bofield.
And if that would
come back and bring it into the modern time. You hit him with a little Jill, that's some unique Jill. Not no Jill you hear on the radio.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Wait. It's funny that you say Jill.
Mm-hmm.
jail. Wait, hold on. Let me let me cut this off, man. I gotta cut this off. Word up, y'all. Shout to Jill Scott, man. Shout to Jill Scott. I've been trying to get Jill Scott on the show for about a little bit over a year now. And we've only been on for a year. You know what I'm saying? Shout to her. Yeah. We've been having dialogue. Hold on, Nate. I got this. Because I spoke to her this morning. You know what I'm saying? And I want to let y'all know I'm trying. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get her on here. She's saying yeah. But we don't got her. You know what I'm saying? Jill, we're big fans of you. We love you. And I promise I won't verbally molest you like I want to.
That's crazy.
But for real, we love you, Jill. And we'd like for you
really
to come on to the show. Holla at us. Let us know what's good. You know, we spoke to her this morning. You know, she asked a couple questions as far as, you know, what she would have to do. So, you know, we're putting it together. And be on the lookout for Jill Scott coming through for y'all.
And, you know, here's something else that you should know that might even give us some love, because part of our crew, GMS, is part of the QN5 unit as well. The QN5 unit has an ill tribute to none other than Jill Scott, yo. It's crazy. It's a sick tribute to Jill. And Jill, man, that's how we feel for you. You know what I mean?
Well, it's crazy because I have GMS on the line, though.
Exactly.
Hold on. Let me bring him on. G.
Yo, what's good?
What's good, bro? You wasn't even ready.
I'm listening because, you know, I figure we'll do the panel later, and I'm just listening to y'all set off the show. You know, I'm being insane.
No doubt. You know. No doubt. Yeah, so did you hear what Nate said
Yeah, let me give you some more info, because we just put that up on mcmireport.com.
Mm-hmm.
Quick plug. It's substantial. Mm-hmm. The artist with the tribute, it's a whole CD. And I just interviewed him and put the interview up. Basically, Jill Scott is a musical influence of his and one of his favorite artists. So he had this idea a couple of years ago. He had a cancer scare. He was sitting in the hospital awaiting surgery. And he was like, he had the idea. And when he got out, luckily, cancer's gone. No cancer is benign or whatever.
Right.
He started working on this project. So some of the joints, he just took a Jill Scott song and added his verse, like everyone would do that. But other joints, he sampled something that was in her sample and remixed it and made a new beat, but based off of her idea, and created a song. And the single that's out now is actually a dedication to her, which, you know, and explaining why he did the tribute.
Yeah.
Wow, so, you know, that's substantial. QN5 and Mellow Man, Mellow Music, that's what he represents. He's from Maryland.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's also on my top MCs list, so I'm going to talk about him later.
All right, cool. That's
And also, not to mention, the picture, the art on the cover is also drawn by Substantial.
Exactly.
So it's not even, it's crazy. So,
he drew that picture, so if you've seen it, and she likes the art. She hasn't heard the song yet, but she already favorited that picture on her Twitter. So hopefully she likes the song and the project or what he's doing. You know, it's all in love.
And hopefully my future wife will find it in her heart to call in the Six Man Radio like she said she was.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Now, Jill, I know you're a woman of your word, Jill. You're a woman. You're a good woman, Jill. You're going to call in, Jill, ain't you, Jill?
Nice.
Call in, Jill.
Yeah,
we love you,
Jill.
Baby.
That's just
we
how it's going
baby.
Down.
We love you, baby.
Yeah, man. Jill, Six Man Radio loves you, and so does Bad Seed, especially, as you can tell. So I know it's going to work out, because, you know, she's just that kind of woman. I could tell, you know, her spirit like that. So as we show her love, she's going to brace us eventually.
Yeah, and you know what, Nate? You know what? All jokes aside, I'm playing. I mean, I'm not, but, you know, I'm playing and all that. But you know, she's definitely on her grind, and we want to salute her. She's definitely doing her thing. You know what I'm saying? But tonight ain't about Jill. Tonight is about Diamond D. So you know
what?
We're going to get into this Diamond D interview.
You know what I'm saying? Jill, you know, come on, baby. We can make it about you, girl. We can make it about you. But right now, it's about David T. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So on that note, what we going to do?
I ain't shit. Yeah, I know.
Oh, man.
Let's go into it. Let's just get into the David T, Chuck. All right? Y'all stick around, man. Six Man Radio.
Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love, nigga. It's your boy Bad Seed, aka Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host Nadine Michelle. What up, Nick?
What up, Seed? Yo, this brother that we got coming up, such an intricate part of hip hop. Period.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
You let him know who we got on the phone. This is big. This is real big.
Yeah, it's real big. It's real big. Yo, arguably one of the greatest hip-hop producers of all time. Ladies and gentlemen, Diamond D. Peace, brother. How you?
Yeah, what's going on, everybody? What's up, Bad C, Nadine?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
We are
word
so
up.
Honored to have you on the show. So
word.
What's poppin'?
Yo, Diamond, first off, I want to let everybody know that I had the dubious honor. I don't know if you remember, but when I signed to Warner Brothers, we was in Chungking. You came through. You actually played me some joints for the project. You know what I'm saying? Che Pope had hooked it up. That was my A&R at the time. And I'm sitting in there. I'm bugging that Diamond D is in here playing me beats, man. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Because, you know, I came up on the DITC, the whole digging in the crates thing The first album, the Sally had a one track mind, the whole joint, the best, it was crazy. Brother, salute to you, first off. As a MC, as a hip hop head, I gotta give you that, brother. You know what I'm saying? Cause
appreciate it.
Word up, cause it for us as fans, it's something about the music at that particular time. They were timepieces. And they bring back all those feelings of those times. I remember high school, that first album, like Jesus, Stunts, Blunts, and Hip Hop, like it was crazy. Where was you? It was so nuts. Where were you at creatively right then when you was working on that album, bro? Like, was it? Did you feel like you were being touched by God when you was doing it? Because it was crazy. Where was you at when you was doing that?
In my mind, I was a big Tribe Called Quest fan, so I was trying to put together an album with samples that this dude didn't touch Tip.
Yeah.
Like that was my barometer back then, you know, just to try to make a good album and just have it in a place musically where I can say nobody touched none of these samples.
Right.
So you know, that was just real big on my part.
Yeah, but even on the MC side though, you know what I mean? Like you, fam, you wasn't no slouch on the mic though. You know what I mean? Like it was wild because we had P Rock on the show and one thing that we really touched on with him was the whole producer / MC thing. And how nowadays the kids, they got Kanye to look to, because it ain't really too many, you know, producer / MCs right now that's really doing
on
it.
His level.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Whereas back then, it was you and Pete. It was who else? Yeah, Lost Pro. You know what I'm saying? Dre.
Right.
You feel me? It was crazy. It was absolutely crazy. You was able to stand toe to toe with the MCs that were just strictly MC. Like that was their day job. They was MCs. You know what I'm saying? Like you was standing toe to toe with them. Well, how serious was that to you? Like the whole MC thing. Which one do you feel like is more?
Yeah, but like my first priority, even still now, is just the beats. Mm-hmm. But you know, being around dudes like Lord Finesse,
yes,
Grand Poobah,
yeah.
Big L, you know, that whole clique, you know, I knew where I had to be. Like, I figured if these dudes like it, you know, then, you know, I'm on to something.
Right.
Basically. And, you know, it's just weird. I'll tell you a quick story of how I even got that deal signed. I was doing beats for an artist named Joe Control from the Bronx. And Joe was like, yo, label, you know, and y'all can talk business about the beats. So I go down there, and A&R, he's playing the joint, he's feeling him, and then I rhymed on one of the joints. And, you know, his name is Brian Chin. He used to work at Priority Records. Brian Chin was like, yo, you know, I know you down here playing beats for Joe Control, but, you know, are you interested in the situation? And, you know, I felt kind of awkward because I'm like, you know, in my head, the only reason I'm sitting here is because I'm supposed to be playing you beats, you know.
Right.
For my man who you're trying to sign.
Mm-hmm.
Make a long story short, his situation didn't work out. And they wanted to sign me.
Damn.
And, that's how that whole thing came about. Shout out to my man Joe Control. Wherever you at, kid, hold your head up. But, yeah. So that's just how that worked out. But, you know, it all stemmed from the beat. Mm-hmm. Even me getting that deal.
So what I wanted to know from you is how did the formation of Digging in the Crates crew even begin?
We all grew up around the same block in the Bronx as far as projects of Albert Goodman, Patterson Projects.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, Morris Senior section of the South Bronx. You know, we all grew up with each other. And everybody was in the music, you know, and Lord Finesse, he had his situation at first at Wild Hitch Records.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
His first album, you know, once he got signed, that album was produced by myself, Premier, and Showbiz.
Funky Technician.
Yeah. That was the funky Technician.
Yeah.
Remember that bad seed?
Yes, sir. You already know. There's Lord Finesse and DJ Mike Smooth.
Right,
the
right.
Cover, it was the black cover. They had their face, both their faces.
Right.
Distorted.
Right. Everything just snowballed from there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, we all grew up around the St. Mary in the Bronx.
That's crazy. And then, you know, for everyone actually in the Digging in the Crates crew to really come off, I mean, Showbiz and AG, Fat Joe's first album, which, you know, thankfully for you, you know, with your production and everything like that, but, you know, this Brand Nubian, I mean, just on and on and on, and even like the video The Best Kept Secret, which is still just a number one classic, has so many cameos in it. You had the Knicks guy in it. We had all kinds of
Anthony Mason back when he was skinny.
Yep, when he was skinny.
Right.
You know, and his butt wasn't so big. I mean, it's classic. Do you feel as if, you know, this was definitely your destiny, you know, when you started doing it and things started forming together? Do you feel like this is definitely where I belong?
I did feel that way because I was into the music so long and so passionately. I was just glad that, you know, something popped off, even though I really wasn't looking for it. But I was smart enough to know that chances gonna come around often. So even if I was reluctant, I was still gonna do it, just give it a shot, because the deal fell into my lap. So I was like, you know, what the fuck?
Right.
Yeah. Did you and And Joe, did y'all fall out behind that? Behind the whole
Joe Control?
Dip?
Nah, actually we didn't. You know, he came through the studio. He was there while I recorded the album.
Yeah.
And you know, surprisingly, no. You know, because he knew that it wasn't my fault.
Right.
Like he
right.
brought me there. You know, I'm playing beats for dude, and then I spit on one of the joints. You know, right in his face, dude was like, yo, you know, here's my number. Let's talk some more. So, you know, I felt awkward, you know what I mean? But it's not like it's not like I did some behind the back shit. You know, he was sitting right there.
Nice.
And
all I know, they might have cut Joe a small check just on some old nice guy shit. Because, you know, because it was kind of ill how it happened.
Nah, well, you know, it's destiny, because the album is definitely a classic, and to be honest, the resume is stupid, brother. It's stupid. Like I don't understand why your name isn't brought up in top, you know, conversations. Right. You know what I mean? Like it's so ill to me. You know, when you actually dig and you do your homework. And you see, because you know, sometimes you might not know who did that beat.
Right. You know what I mean? So it's like
everybody don't read the credits.
Right. So when you finally when you see it, you like, oh yo, scratch too. He another one. You know what I'm saying? Like, fam, like, why y'all not mentioned in these conversations? I don't know. Is this frustrating? You know what I'm saying? Like, you was Grammy nominated, baby. Like, you feel me? Like, come on.
Right. Like, I have a Grammy, but you know, it don't really bother me. Like, my main thing is the people that I respect, they acknowledge me.
Right.
Just Blaze.
Right.
Knife Wonder. Mm-hmm. Right. Kanye.
Heavyweight.
You know, High Tech, Knox.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Jake One. Ill Mind.
Yeah.
You know, those, like, these are the people that I inspire.
Right.
You know what I mean? And now they all doing their thing. And, you know, they all give me respect in the articles. You know what I mean? And that's more or less what matters to me.
Yeah.
I got a project coming out this year. It'll be my first producer LP.
Yeah.
I've never done an LP where I just produced everything and had like all the new artists on it.
Oh wow!
I'm in the middle of that right now. Some new artists, some classic artists. I'm gonna mix it all up.
Yeah, that's what's up.
You know, it all goes in. Like I tell everybody from the '90s, you know. You can sit on the sidelines and complain, or you can get back in the game and just let the music speak for itself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm at.
And speaking of your Grammys, I mean, we all know, you know, you got your Grammy for the Fugees work, but you were also nominated, you guys might not notice, for a Grammy on a production of Natalie Cole's cover of Aretha Franklin's Daydreamin'. And I remember back then I heard that and I go, wait a minute, what? Really?
Yeah.
that kind of threw me, and I'm like, wow, that's dope. You know, that the fact that, to me anyway, you're very much still relevant and in the game and providing production for top names in the business. You know, and it's not really quiet as kept, but you're very humble, and you're not like, you know, like, why? How come I can't get that? I started in this game. A lot of people from our era.
Yeah,
because
you know,
like that.
You know, Nadine, nobody likes a whiner.
Exactly. Nobody likes that.
Yo, I'm this, I'm that. I started this. Like, you come off as grumpy and bitter.
Yep. They really
you know
do.
I mean?
And there's a lot of people from our era, maybe even in Digging in the Crates, that behave that way. They just real grumpy. Right, you know, like all upset about it. And I'm like, don't be upset about it because you made your mark already. There are people that recognize you for what you've done. Don't let the mainstream fuck your head up, you know. So, you know, I definitely want to thank you for not being one of those people and that you still continue to do your music. It's a beautiful thing, and I'm happy to see it, you know.
Absolutely. And, yo, real talk, though, before we let you go, I want to thank you for taking the time out to chop it up with us. We are definitely honored, brother. Word up. You got a home here. Anything you got, shoot it over. That shit is spun, man. Done deal.
I'll definitely, once the album is complete, get you over an advanced copy. And,
yes, thank you. Word up. Word up.
Feeling. And give it a spin at that point.
All right.
Definitely.
Done deal. And yo, before we let you go, I ask all the guests, every guest we have, I ask them the same questions. It's three of them.
I can't wait to hear this.
Word up, me too. It's your top three MCs of all time, top three producers of all time, and top three groups of all time.
Top three MCs of all time. Wow.
Yeah.
I don't want to sound cliches because there's a million MCs and
right,
but I'm just going. But this is my three. I'm gonna say Melly Mel only because of them being the first ones to come through the door and the trail that Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five blazed with the message. It was a shifting point. That's when the hip hop got off the party shit. And it started to look at reality.
Yeah.
Number two, I would say Rakim. That's when the wordplay came in, the wordplay came into it.
Yep.
You know, and as far as also the 5% Nation, you know, dropping jewels, that whole thing. So I would say Rakim, and three, I'd probably go with Hova.
Nice.
Yep.
But you got it. That's what I'm saying. Three is crazy. I like Jay a lot, you know, but I also got a lot of respect for LL Cool J.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, this dude has been getting album budgets since 1986.
Isn't it crazy?
I do not respect that.
And he's about to do Oprah.
But you know, but lyrically, you know Eminem. I mean, I can go on and on. That's kind of hard. Three producers. Wow.
That's tough.
All right, so you know, I'm my man Jay Dilla. He's in there.
Yeah.
You know, some of y'all might have heard of him, some might not have, but you know, I like Dilla's stuff.
Yeah, Dilla. Yeah.
Dre in there. I put Dre in there because Dre took the grittiness of hip hop. Made it sound
clean.
Big.
Yeah.
He said when he was recording the Chronic, he wanted to make an album, a hip hop album that had the clarity and the sonic range of a Michael Jackson album.
Yeah.
So I, you know, from that premise alone, I would have to include him in there. Number three. I'm just going to run off the ones I like. I would say Pete. I would say Not. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah. All right, top three groups all time.
You got to put Run DMC in there.
Absolutely.
They changed the game. We all love their songs. We always rocking Adidas with no strings. On DMC in there. Tribe Called Quest. First three albums, classic music.
Mm-hmm.
Can I put my group in there, Dick D.I.T.C.?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Of course, I got to go with the home team.
Yeah, you know, it's
valid. Side note, shout out to Onyx.
Right.
Like dudes, you know, it was real brief, but I felt that little movement they had.
Yeah. All right. Well, yo, once again, appreciate you, bro. And we here, definitely. Word up. And don't hang up. We want to get a couple drops from you, bro. All right?
No doubt, Seed. I got you, Dad.
Yeah, man. Six Man Radio. We'll be right back.
Six Man
Radio.
You are now listening to Six Man Radio. You are now listening
to Six Man Radio.
The home of adult contemporary hip-hop.
And R&B.
Six Man
Radio.
Full of cash, just seen a big old ass. Since I'm on blast, cops just passed, just seen a big old ass.
Six Man
smoke in a big black truck. Sit out wild, I don't what the fuck. Act like my rims ain't clean. How you gon' act like my neck don't bling? Haters get sprayed like Afro-Sheen.
but they don't ever really wanna pop them thang. Kang, Kang, Sugar Man, Luda, don't go. And I stop that I like pulled off so slow. But I'm out for the night, so pass that drove. Till daddy come home in a Cadillac Brome. Now don't it sound absurd? Claim College Park where they flip them birds. Trick car alarms didn't bend them curves. Top, top, chunk it up, Batman herb. I got a big weed stash, pocket full of cash. Just seen a big old ass.
Any higher, I'ma get the east and west beefing again. Letting niggas talk that New York shit. That's where I'm from, man. Who fucks jail, man?
No doubt, motherfucker.
Fuck jail, man.
Rolled up.
Faggot ass niggas, man.
Niggas in New York be letting niggas
you know
shit,
though. First you drink Snapples, now you sipping mo.
Fucking ass fuck niggas.
Cause you living ain't no reason for you to be shitting, faggot.
Whoa. Faggot ass.
Go get your gun.
Some nights I wake up out my sleep blasting. Go get some water for my aspirin. My life fashion. Go change guns and cash and I'm action. Do I have to be king for action? Fuck a player fame. New York is still the same as Queens then. Representing plus range and range. It's a scheme just to overpower your team with cream. Man, you sensitive. How you let these cash in all your residents with fake robberies? Who shot who with no evidence? I'm bringing it. Tired of niggas sitting back and seeing it. Skate through the life. Penetrate streets is right. Sitting from the lands with the guns and good smoke. Heavy shine popping the wines and cutthroats. Don't provoke or get your team smoke for broke, no joke. You just a boy, you not bad enough to compete. To challenge us, I'm busting off the guns with the talents.
Word.
New York, big city of dreams. Coming from Queens, where we don't get caught up in between with the nonsense. All these pussy niggas acting sex, take it off your chest. Bring it to the desert where I rest.
Word.
Southeast to west, watch the straight slugs through your vest. Worldwide, worldwide. Whenever we start, the mind on please when the dogs start barking. Worldwide, worldwide. Whenever people start, and keep your mind on please when the dogs start barking. It's time to dead the whole situation.
Right.
New York is full with murderers, guns, and court cases. Bagging with razors, Remy, no chaser. That be that wasteland slaver, it's major. Vibrating through the states like a pager. Who's the one to blame when you get stuck for gold chains? Shooting close range, half of these niggas died in the game.
Right.
It's a city thing, blasting that cops by all means. Keep it real throughout Queens, catching jucks for cream.
Woo.
On a tap phone, fucking with niggas as far from home. GS is chrome, making power moves like a bone.
Right.
Shit zone, fucking with this nigga, flush holes is on. Guaranteed to blow, puffing on the trees to our goal. Lay low, kidnapping children for dough, that's how it go. Based on criminal minds, traces are hard to find. To commit crime, half of these niggas is dropping dimes.
Word.
Get a time, blowing your block just like a mine. Flushing design, keep my neck flooded with shine.
Heavy.
I'm out to get it. You feel something sweet, go get your East and your peeps and find your body parts on the street.
Hey, yo, what up, man? It's your man, Mr. Cheeks, representing LB Fam. We up in the building. You already know, man. It's the Six Man Radio, that adult contemporary hip-hop. You know what I mean? Let's get it while we got it. Let's go.
Ha!
Triple barrels, trench coat Columbo, future extinction, Pearl Lincoln. Time to get your muscle up, gotta get that Fetty, gotta get the hustle up. Put the jelly on them English muffins, put the bellies on them hummus muffins.
Battery, battery, operator, can't move me, erase the glaciers. Off my ring thing, the melting is dangling. Off my shooting hand, you shoot, I score. I tore the paws of a cavity. I tore the world, nothing raggedy. From Cadillac Academy, Cat Daddy. We taxing, we maxing.
You are now on B Street. You are now on B Street. You are now on B Street.
Six Man
Radio.
Good. Cinderella fancy, but she still look good. Butt naked in the kitchen flipping pancakes, but she's tricking off the dough down.
Dreams, ghetto, ghetto dreams, ghetto niggas dreams, ghetto, ghetto dreams, ghetto niggas dreams, ghetto dreams, ghetto niggas. style of fancy, but she still look hood. Butt naked in the kitchen flipping pancakes. Plus she tricking off the dough that a man makes. We got our own handshake, her titties ain't fake. Fucking in the car cause we just can't wait to get home. Early in the morning getting stoned. Pretty with her eyes low, runny by a Bible. The type of bitch that big said he would die for. Is the type that I ride and stay alive for. Tats on her back, looking all tribal. She no shoes, like she no survival. Well put together, she weathered the storm. Seen her brother die, so forever she strong. Hit Beyonce's song and she gotta perform. Whether fucking or fighting, we getting it on. I don't need to say shit, she can feel it. I talk the realest, toenails acrylic. Ass is the weapon and it's hard to conceal it. Baby in one arm, the other is the skillet. Fried chicken macaroni, raised on the back of Stony. Ghetto Prince, eat my abalone. Like chick that had the back of Tony. Montana, reminded me of me, of my mama. Knowing the drama like she know when the joke. Still a nigga swears not want me to smoke. I poke my head out of business. My tweets in the streets and I know who my friends is. In this love for the money, power and clothes. My ghetto housewife watch reality shows. She might get to snapping if the cabinets ain't closed. When the camera starts snapping, she ready to pose. Ghetto dreams. When it come to writing rhymes, subject matter be changing too quickly at times. So I keep it strictly about dimes and stick to the story. Call me a pro in the pussy category. Had explicit experiences I shouldn't mention. For me, getting women turned from sport to addiction. Powerful women playing the roles of submission. Lawyers on leashes, congresswomen inflicting pain on them. I gave one of them, I'm sadistic. They liked it, they liked it, devices twisted. Till I get a nice chick to get me on some nice shit. Crib raising kids, Labrador behind a white fence. But I'm still single, looking for Cleopatra. African queen, yo, look at me, I'm a bachelor. Y'all niggas in trouble, keeping girls behind closed doors. Cross your fingers, be happy, I haven't chose yours. She loves glamour, bought a Vera Wang sandals. Valentino bag, this my etiquette. My man is half hood, half class. Photographers, cameras, caught us out there. The spotlight, hope she can handle. She can join me red carpet at my next non-profit. Event having spots about some alcohol products. Jumping out of Bentley with some fresh red bottoms. You lived a dream with me when you were just in the project.
Dreams.
Radio.
genie pouring from the sky, let's get rich. What? The Gigi Bounce and Sugar Dime can't quit. What? Now pop the cork and clean the Vega and get hit. What?
Introducing.
Put a spell on you. Because you're mine. Stop the things you do. What up?
Fellas at the party lose composure. Hook up
the beat with the mic and it's over. Drive to a place.
Pipe exhaust.
Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that groaning sexy R&B that you love, nigga. The boy Bad Seed, aka Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host Nate D. Michelle. What up, Nate?
What up, Seed? Nah, man, just enjoying the music flowing out on a Saturday night on Six Man Radio. Nothing like it. You guys gotta tune in with us, man. If you're going out,
know how we do every week.
You know, if you're going out, this is the perfect way to get ready. Get yourself hyped. Get yourself amped.
You know what, though? You know what, though? Matter of fact, hold up. I want to give a shout out to the panel that I have on the phone that I'm about to bring in, man. You know, we missing one. Unique, where you at, girl? You know, but it's cool because I got her list. I got her list, so, you know.
All right, dope.
But first, I'm going to go down the line. As I bring him in, my man been on the phone, you know, from the beginning of the show tonight. I'm going to bring in first and foremost, he's also a host here on Six Man Radio every Friday night. Ladies and gentlemen, my nigga GMS. What up, G?
What's good, MCMI? People call me GMS.
That's right. That's right. All right. That's what's up. All right. Now, my next panelist is a six-man entertainment artist. Word up, he is a beast. Young dude out of Boston. He gets busy. Ladies and gentlemen, my nigga XL the Kid. What up, brother? Salute.
What up, peace? Peace, what's going on?
What's good, XL?
Man. Yeah, man. That's what's up. That's what it is. All right. Next on the line, my homegirl, yo. Word up, can't know it, yo. Real talk, it's a lot of people. Listen, man, say something. Say something to Persia. Say something to Persia on the mic, man. Say something to bite your whole face off. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce y'all to my homegirl, Persia. What's good, Persia?
What's good, baby?
All right, we chilling. We here. We in the building. All right, great. Last but not least, I'm proud to call this dude my brother. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. This Is Why I'm Hot, my nigga Mims is on the line. What's good, my nigga?
Tell it, man.
All right. So we all here, and you know, MTV recently put out the top 10 hottest MCs list, and it caused a lot of controversy, which it does every year. You know what I'm saying? It happens to do that.
Now, who they say is top 10.
Right. It's who they say is top 10. Now, their criteria is based off of, okay, like, I guess sales and being readily available to the public. But what I'm challenging, what I wanted to see is, okay, what about the MCs that are hot in, like, Japan, though? They just hot there. Does that mean that they're not hot? Is hot really relative, or are we replacing quality with just the fact that they're in your face? What is hot? First off, I wanna ask y'all, what is hot? What does the word hot mean to y'all first?
I think they use the word hot because it can be taken either way. They like the fact that it means current, selling on the radio, but they also like the fact that people misconstrue it as a good MC.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they put the list out on purpose because they know it's going to piss people off.
Right.
And that's
it's
why they use
plan.
The word hottest. It's mm-hmm. it's really hottest on the market. And everybody
right.
takes
exactly.
it hottest on the street, and that's not what it is.
Right, right. So basically you're saying that the real hip-hoppers shouldn't really take that list so personal because of that, because of what
nah,
it is.
Nah, just like you can't take the freshman cover personal.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They do it by
right,
who's getting the most blogs. Who's do, mm-hmm. Like, that's not who's next, though.
Right.
I took the cover personal for a while, and I read the criteria, and I was like, oh, my fault. Continue.
Well, what was the criteria? What was the criteria?
The criteria though? Is who gets mentioned the most during the year, pretty much.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
mentioned
as far
on
as,
what?
As far as the MTV list, like, I mean, if you... MC, you take MTV don't even play music, so I mean,
right.
are you taking that list serious in the first place? You know what I mean, and then you look at a lot of the MCs. That's on well, one of the MCs, he doesn't even rap. He sings or half sings or whatever he do. So
yeah.
that lets you know that they're just
Future.
Looking at who's. Yeah, Future. He doesn't rap. I never heard
mm-hmm.
him rap one lyric in my life. He
now, what do y'all
sings,
think about
so,
that? What do y'all think about that, though? Because now they're getting out of hand. You know what I'm saying?
They
like,
just,
they might as well say Britney Spears.
I feel like they conglomerize all urban music as hip-hop. That's what they do.
Yeah.
Put
I mean,
it all in one
place. As long
ground.
As you ain't singing, you rapping. That's how
yeah.
it is.
Yeah.
If you're
yeah.
black
I mean,
and you're doing anything on that level, you're considered. They consider Chris
yeah.
Brown hip-hop, even.
Yeah,
a lot of
totally
the things,
wrong.
Like, if a white girl talks too fast, she's a rapper, like...
Yeah.
I used to see I'm used to seeing that in the newspapers, like when the Daily News says some rapper was involved in a shooting and it was really an R&B singer, but they just call him a rap. Like, I'm used to that because the news messes it up all the time and they want to put a black eye on hip hop. But when a music company, it's MTV, it's music television, they're supposed to be educated about this. They, you know,
yeah.
they know what if someone raps or not. They know what Future does, but they just felt like putting them in that category. So that bothers me. That's annoying.
I mean, it bothers me. But like I said, man, MTV ain't been music television since Viacom bought it. So, you
exactly.
know what I'm saying? Like,
and
that's
then
true.
The people,
you know what I mean?
The people that you have picking these lists, I mean, I work in advertising. The people that come in and write the articles and have to pick these things, it shifts all the time. You could be a freelancer doing this. It could be their opinion, you know what I mean? And what they're going to be basing it off of is strictly marketing and branding, and that's what's going to make the list. Pretty
that's
basically.
Right.
Everything has
Yo,
marketing
so,
and branding.
I think Future, he's not a real singer. He's
mm-hmm.
technically a rapper that tries to sing, so they don't know what to call him. Because he's not really a singer, though. You don't want to offend the singers either.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But let them put man. Kanye on a top 10 singers list because he had an album of auto-tune. People would get upset. But it's kind of the same thing in reverse, you know?
Yeah,
right.
he's kind of stuck in the middle of nowhere.
But hold on. Mims, what you think of this, this whole situation here?
I think first of all, as far as the Future comment, I think you hit it on the head. He's basically stuck in limbo. I mean, you know, no disrespect to Future at all. I guess my question is, what was the criteria for him ending up on the list? Was it based on his influence, or was it based more on his ability to write, you know, books that everybody can remember? But as far as him being a rap artist or a hip-hop artist, I think it's definitely, you know, the question is, why would he end up on a list like
And it's an MC list. It's not like top 10 artists, because he can
right.
be one of the hottest artists out right now. But is he an MC? Is he top 10 of the MCs?
Yeah, and then, but wait, even with that, because now we come into another realm, because a lot of them aren't MCs neither. Like, I consider them rappers. You know what I'm saying? But
I think
I'm old school. You feel me?
I think this year there weren't a lot of MCs. Because even me, I couldn't come up, and I'm trying to think, you know, radio-wise, who got the most spins. I couldn't come up with 10 people, so I think they ran out of people, because I was going to name Future, 2 Chainz, but I was like, nah, I'd rather just cut my list short than bullshit at the end, basically. I couldn't come up with 10 people. I'm sure they couldn't either.
You know what, Cuz? Like, that's a perfect segue. Perfect segue, because now I'm going to go into everybody's individual list. And then I'm going to tell you what the tally up was. All right?
Okay.
Now, first off, I want to say, number one on MTV's list, the other nine are pretty much irrelevant. You know what I mean? Because we pretty much spoke of the eyesores that were on that list. But number one was Kendrick Lamar on MTV's list. All right? Let's get that out the way. All right. Now, for our list, I have, first I'm going to go with GMS's list, all right? GMS has at number 10, Substantial, who is a dope MC. Now, he has Substantial. Number 9, he has Busta Rhymes. Number 8, he has Nas. Number 7, Talib Kweli. Number 6, Royce da 5'9". Number 5, Homeboy Sandman. 4, John Price. 3, Joe Budden. 2, Joey Badass. 1, Kendrick. Right? Now, as an MC, I feel his list because, yo, man, like, those MCs are still hot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
hell
they're
yeah.
still hot. But so that's what I mean when I'm saying we're exploring what that fucking word really means. Because
right.
it's like, okay.
Right.
Some of those are brand new artists.
It can mean so many different things.
Yeah. Some of them are new artists that just came out, like Joey Badass, but some of them have been out for 10 years. Some of them have been out for 20 years. It don't matter. Busta Rhymes is relevant and comes out with new heat every month right now. Same with Nas. Got a new album right now that's banging, you know?
Yep.
So I just put what's hot to me, you know?
Okay. All right. All right. Cool. All right. So Now I'm going to move on. The next one is XL's list. At number 10, XL got Loaded Lux. Number 9, he got Meek Mill. 8, Ab Soul. 7, Pusha T. 6, Danny Brown. 5, Drake. 4, ASAP Rocky. 3, Kanye. 2, Nas. 1, Kendrick. You know what I'm saying? And it's pretty similar. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel that.
And the reason why, you know what I'm saying, I put Lux there, because, like, we know, because we've been in the game, Lux been around for years. But that one battle that he just did just made him a household name, kind of, and lyrically, he's an animal. That one, now everybody's running around. Yeah, and he just dropped some joints, but now he got everybody running around talking about, you going to get this work.
All right. So next up, I got Persia.
All right.
Persia, hit me with 6, though. Persia, but you heard what she said.
Fan radio.
This is what happened. Cool. I tried to, like, when I read what it was, I thought, who's hot? Well, actually, I thought, well, who's hot, but who also has the movement? To be hot, you gotta have the movement. It's a lot of hot artists. Like, I love Joey Badass, but he don't got the movement yet. Next year, I think
he probably
gonna be on the list. I tried my list was who had the presence, the movement, and who actually deserved to have the movement.
Right.
And it wasn't
Well, well, Persia's list is Drake. Well, it wasn't in no particular order, though.
It wasn't. I thought Drake was number one. Like, I think Drake kind of took over.
All right. But her list was Drake, Kendrick, Rick Ross, Meek Mill, ASAP Rocky, and French Montana. And you know what? That's actually, though, a really, really solid list. Like, as far as, you know, the commercial... but still could spit rappers.
Right.
Well, I threw French in there just because I was confused and I thought my list was kind of short. I didn't really think
you know
French deserved to be there, but he does have the movement behind him.
You don't think so? Because in the words hot, like when you say hot, he's
right.
He's,
I tried to think.
He's
I tried
heated.
To
meet
Buzz
and yeah.
The MTV
you know.
Criteria of who's hot, quote unquote hot.
Right. Right. Okay. Okay. All right. So the next one we have is Mims. Right. Mims. His list. He has number 10, French Montana.
Mm-hmm.
Number 9, ASAP Rocky. Number 8, Big Sean. Number 7, Kendrick Lamar. Number 6, Meek Mill. Number 5, Lil Wayne. 4, Nas. 3, Rick Ross. 2, Jay. 1, Kanye.
Not mad at that.
But I thought they didn't have a very good year.
Right. Agreed on that.
Because I thought, like, I want to put Jay on every list possible, but this year just wasn't his year.
But I don't know. I don't know because that Watch the Throne album and then the tour, like, it kind of bested over into the year, kind of. Mims, can you kind of elaborate on that?
You know, I mean, my reason for obviously my list is a lot more commercial, you know, and shout out to obviously the other list a bit because I respect those lists as well. I looked at it from a standpoint of influence, you know, Kanye to me is and I say this with you know, I'm a musician myself, but Kanye to me is a musical genius. And the reason why I call him a musical genius is because he's been through many different realms of the music industry. If you notice a lot of my list, a lot of them wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him. And the reason why, in my opinion, Jay-Z came second to Kanye is because the new Jay-Z, the newer version of Jay-Z, wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Kanye, in my opinion. So for that very reason of his influence. I mean, his influence from Jay-Z all the way down to, you know, obviously Drake, Big Sean. Even with MTV's list, I was a little confused as to why, and I'm pretty sure Kanye was even though he ranted about it, he probably wasn't that upset, but how an artist like Big Sean could be mentioned before a Kanye, if indeed Kanye gave birth to Big Sean, in my opinion, you know, so I'm not saying that Big Sean doesn't have room to grow, but to that's almost like, and I know I kind of have it back with the whole Jay-Z, Kanye day, but Seed hit it right on the head. It's all about that Watch the Throne album. I'm looking at albums. I looked at Watch the Throne. I looked at the Life is Good album by Nas. I'm looking at Rick Ross's whole movement and him giving birth to Meek Mill. You know, and that's why my list kind of went in that order. So,
All right. I got one question, though, about your list, though. Why would Jay-Z be so high on the list?
You know what? I think we talked about this, you know, and this is probably more of a personal opinion than anything. To me, as long as Jay-Z is rapping and he's not considered a retired MC,
I agree.
I can listen to one of his rhymes, and I'm going to tell you, probably going to be, if he's not already considered the greatest MC ever, as long as he's rapping, he's that in my realm. So whether it's one verse on a record or 10 verses or 10 albums, if they comes out with a song every year, for some reason, in my opinion, the way he writes, the way he's crafted, you know, his ability to create a different flow, he's going to be atop the list no matter what.
His ability to progress with his age is like unmatched in this industry. Nobody does it like he does.
Exactly.
Right. No one. Right. No, and no MC has ever taken it to that high level as he has.
I was just telling my mother that from Marcy to the president, like somebody needs to tell Jay's story in its entirety. And people need to respect his move more than, like, fine, Jay's a little older now. He's not spitting about being on the block no more. But look how far he came. For you not to respect that, you have to be out your mind.
Yeah. He had Oprah in Marcy Projects.
Right.
Oprah,
the one who said, I don't like
hip hop. You got to respect that about Hov because it's like he said, he's 40 years old. He can't rap like he's 15. He's not trying to appeal to the 18. And you got to, like,
we make music, we in the industry, whatever. You got grown men that rap like they're 19 years old.
Right.
Like,
can I tell you why I didn't put Jay on my list?
Why?
This is GMS, and Jay is one of my favorite artists. He's in my top five. But also he had a hot year, so I'm not even fronting on that. But just when coming up with my list, I was like, you know what? MTV already did try to state the obvious. They were like, okay, who was all in the media? Okay, Lil Wayne. They named a bunch of artists that, and I knew that there's gonna be five or six other people on this panel that were gonna name a lot of the artists that are my favorite artists. So I said, you know what? Just for this top 10, since we're being an alternative list right now, let me just look for people that are getting overlooked occasionally. You know,
Nas is just
as much of a veteran and a legend as Jay, even though he hasn't, you know, done stuff with companies and business to the level of Jay. But in terms of being an MC, he's up there too. But for some reason, a lot of times Nas will get overlooked as someone who's hot right now. He'll just be seen as, yeah, he's a dope lyricist, he's a legend, a veteran, but for some reason he's not getting put on his list next to a Kendrick Lamar or a Joey Badass. And same thing with Busta. And Busta's been doing it forever too, and he gets overlooked sometimes on his list. But Kanye and Jay, they always get the look. They don't need the look right now. So I respect and love those artists. And there were a couple other artists too that I knew could go on there, but I said, you know what, anyone would say that. Let me really dig deep and try to find some people that we should be celebrating as well as these people.
Right, right.
So respect to them, and I really like everyone's list, but that's why I didn't put them on mine.
I think Nas had, like, one of the best albums of the year. Like, but I just didn't think he had the movement behind him.
No. He doesn't have that marketing.
It was one of the best things to drop in a long time. But
and it got overlooked,
create,
too.
It didn't create that following. He didn't make a mark this year. He made a mark for himself, but he didn't really make a there wasn't nothing behind him. It didn't create nothing around it.
That's true.
Yeah, I think with Nas, that always happens to him.
Yeah. So here's my opinion with the Nas situation, and this is why I think kind of, you know, Nas, sometimes he gets the short end of the stick, because I think Nas is such a profound artist, such a good artist, that sometimes he outdoes himself. With the last album, Life is Good, that was a real Nas album. That was the first Nas album that I kicked nuts from Illmatic to when you listen to the album, the way he crafted it, that's how you could probably say that was Nas all the way.
One thing I will say
is that Nas may not have the movement, but Nas is the epitome of New York. And obviously, and I'm not, no disrespect to anybody on this panel, and I say this with pride, you know, New York is the epitome of hip hop, in my opinion. And even though Nas may not have a movement like a Lil Wayne or even a Kanye, I think when you can put an album up, literally wake the whole New York up, for them to say, you know what, this is one of the greatest albums in the last 10 years. To me, that's a movement. That means that the past, you know, obviously the criticism, the harsh criticism, came up with something that woke the whole New York up, from Brooklyn or Queens to Manhattan, Bronx, whatever.
Yeah.
I feel like whoever his company is, whatever his movement, his label, his management, they're not feeling like it's urgent. They're feeling like, you know what, he's not. It's a god. Everyone's going to buy it. Just tell people that the album's out and that's it. They're going to buy it. They're not like hungry trying to chase it like a young artist that they're trying to make. He's made.
I
think that's a mistake sometimes, you know. And Jay definitely doesn't do that. He pushes everything super hard every time. Yeah.
I have an opinion about that. You know, to compliment what you said, yes, I agree with you there, but also, you know, I've seen Nas. I mean, I was at that panel that Lyricist Lounge did with Nas. One of the things that Nas has, he's great MC, he's dope, trust me. But sometimes he doesn't feel like being at the studio. He doesn't feel like doing all these press junctions and all that stuff. And that's what it takes, continuous press junctions, continuous branding of things. And sometimes he's not in the mood for that, and he just doesn't move that way. And that's why he didn't have that movement with this album. It's just the way he is.
He'll drop a solid project, but there'll be no presence around it.
I feel like with Nas, like Hov, I feel like Hov is a complete businessman. Nas is really an artist. Nas is like, I painted the picture, now leave me alone. You know what I'm saying? I gave you the picture. I'm not doing none of this extra nothing. Like, and really, you don't have to because, like homie was saying, not even the album. When Nas dropped that nasty joint, the whole East Coast was like, oh, Nas is back. Everything's shut down. You know what I'm saying? He shut it down. All you got to do is open his mouth and rap, and he can shut the game down. You know what I'm saying? He's not like Jay with the movements and the money, and he don't care about none of this.
All right, so check it, because we got to move on. I still got three more lists, you know what I'm saying, to name. Nadine's list, her joint isn't in order either, but her list is Rick Ross, Drake, Lil Wayne, Nicki Minaj, Kendrick Lamar, 2 Chainz, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, French Montana, Chief Keef, and Meek Mill.
Now,
my
list is strictly, I work in advertising, my list is strictly based off of branding and marketing and what the hell has been going on with them to even get mentioned the way they do and get the sponsorship that they've been getting. And it's incredible to see. I mean, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis right now, right this very minute, the hottest hip-hop group out right now. These guys just opened on SNL with Kevin Hart. And this guy started quietly like maybe 10 years ago on the internet. This shit's been 157 million hits. And he just put out an album maybe 2 years ago, I think. I can't remember. But this guy is like the most wanted. Of course, he's the white boy. You know what I'm saying? And that means nothing, as we all know. But he's the most wanted as far as branding, as far as advertising agencies wanting to do something with him, with their brands, this guy is holding it. He's riding his own ticket right now. So
all right.
Based off of branding, you know?
All right, cool.
And, like, with Lil Wayne and the States and the Mountain Dew sponsorship, you know? I mean, it was hard for me to put that list together. I mean, I based it off of, like, all the people around me talking about advertising and who they like to put on and stuff like that. So,
All right. Well, okay, so the next list is from Unique, who's MIA, but I'm still going to read her list. All right. Joey Badass at number 10, Kweli number 9, ASAP Rocky number 8, Vontae number 7, Rock Marciano number 6, Lupe number 5, Joe Budden number 3. Joe Budden number 4. The Game number 3. Nas number 2. Kendrick number 1.
Mm-hmm. A list sounds almost like mine.
It's a pretty
different.
Solid
we think
list.
Alike.
It's solid. It's pretty damn solid. Now, I'm going to tell y'all my list. My list is number 10, French Montana. Number 9, Chief Keef. Everywhere I turned, I seen this nigga Chief Keef, which was against my better judgment. You know what I'm saying? Number 8, Joey Badass. Number 7, Meek Mill. Number 6, Joe Budden. Talk about relevant.
Hell yeah.
That's all I'm going to say. Number 5, Rick Ross. Number 4, Drake. Number 3, Pusha T. Number 2, Nas. Number 1, Kendrick. And the reason why I say Kendrick is because whenever you got everybody, even though I don't agree, whenever you got everybody, not so much everybody, but a majority of people saying that your body of work is a classic, then you're definitely put into a certain category where I have to listen. I'm going to listen. You know what I mean? Like, it's not a situation of, I'll listen to it later. I'll get to it, or nah.
That's what made me listen to it. Everybody else is talking about it.
Right. So he was that type of an artist, as far as I'm concerned. You know what I mean? And then Meek Mill, he was all over the place, you know. And then Ross was definitely there and all that. So, there it is. And Nas had to get number 2 just because, you know, that's Nas, man. You know what I'm saying? and the album was dope. It was dope, and it whooped all them little niggas' asses that came out.
Yeah.
As far as an album. You know what I'm saying? But is that the 38-year-old MC talking, or is that an MC fan talking?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
I mean,
I mean, me being a young dude, I think Nas' album did what it was, it definitely was probably the best, if not the best. Only other album that could compete with that last year was Kendrick Lamar's album. So it's like them two albums was the best two albums that came out.
Okay, all right. So you know what? Now we're gonna get into the tally, the list that was tallied up.
All right.
This is basically everybody threw they joints in and I counted who got each one, who got the most votes out of all of them, and then compiled
the list.
Can't
fake it because we heard all of them. So.
Right. So yeah, we heard all of them.
Let's go.
So there it is. All right. At number 10, Joe Biden.
All right.
Number 9, Joey Badass.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. Let me tweet this real quick. you know what I'm saying? Like, we got to do this right, man. You feel me? Six Man Radio, and we're live.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? Let me tweet this. All right. Number 9, like I said, Joey Badass. Shout out to my nigga Joey Badass. Number 8, Pusha T.
Okay.
Number 7, French Montana.
All right.
Number 6, Drake. Number 5, Rick Ross. Number 4, ASAP Rocky. Number 3, Meek Mill. Number 2, Nas. Number 1, the boy Kendrick. So,
I knew Kendrick. I heard Kendrick in almost every list. I knew that was going to be
Kendrick, right. Yeah, Kendrick got it.
Yeah, Kendrick got it.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, of the year, Kendrick pretty much smashed everything
this
year.
He took everything.
Yep.
Album, everything, yeah.
And Nas came in at number 2, you know, pretty much rounded it out. Everybody pretty much in agreement that, you know, pretty much if Kendrick wouldn't have came out this year, Nas would have been a shoo-in.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
You know what I'm saying? Meek Mill, number 3. And I think Meek Mill, I think that had a lot to do with his presence. He made a lot of noise, especially when the situation with Cassidy. And all of that stuff was going on. You know, he made a lot of noise. And literally, even like when you saw something that he wrote, like whether it be a tweet or something, it felt like he was yelling and screaming at you. It was a presence. You know what I'm saying?
He tweets in all caps.
Right. ASAP Rocky was number 4 because, yo, ASAP Rocky, he was everywhere. Like he had a cult following. Like you really can't shake a cult following. This dude's going to be here for a minute, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
He's going to always talk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
he's spitting. And then Rick Ross at number 5. You know, Rick Ross, he stayed in some shit. The nigga was getting shot at. It was there really bullet holes in the car? You know what I'm saying? He pissed off the GD. But he put out good music. The nigga always did that. So, you know, Rick Ross, number 5. And I'm pretty sure he'll be in it again next year because he's dropping the album every year, beasting on y'all niggas, man. Word up. All right. And number 6 was Drake. You know, because Drake, as sensitive and as soft and super light skinned as he is, like he still spits and he gets busy. Like you can't
he's
take that
dope.
From dude.
I'm mad
yeah.
So many people busy. Overlook the fact that he's dope just because he sings.
Yeah, yeah.
Hold it down for the singing ass rappers, you know?
Yeah, that's bad. That's bad, man.
Nah, but when it comes
does,
to really verbal, he's very good at what he does.
Drake.
And a lot of people just want to make fun of him and ignore the fact that he's really talented.
Drake is
yeah. Yeah, Drake gets really,
musically,
really good.
He's a genius. Like, he's one of the greats.
Yeah, word up. I agree. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He wrote. What was it for Alicia Keys? Unthinkable?
Unbreakable.
Unbreakable. Yeah. Yeah, he wrote
that. I didn't know he wrote that. That's hot.
I didn't know that. Like, he's like an R. Kelly.
Yeah.
Oh.
Think about the cadences of that record. And now and then imagine Drake singing that record.
Yeah, Drake.
I can imagine that.
He was a dude to give it away.
Bird up. Yeah.
He could have sang it himself.
I don't think I'd have liked it. I'm glad that was Alicia Keys. Alicia did an awesome job writing, but
I like it.
Yeah,
but
that's impressive.
Bird
up.
Yeah.
But so okay, number seven, French Montana. Obviously, for you know, obvious reasons. He's everywhere. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He's everywhere, and he's just everywhere. And number eight, Pusha T's another one. He's everywhere too. But and his beats are really relevant, and he also makes really good music. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
You heard the mixtape?
Wait, his new... What, you like his mixtape?
Yeah. It was all right.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
It was all right.
Uh-oh.
I considered Pusha T for my list, but I felt that he didn't have as much music as a lot of the other people. He was out there in the media more than anybody with the least amount of actual material released.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, you know...
Yeah.
That doesn't sound with Kanye, but there was nothing, no record that really stayed on your mind.
Well, it was one. Right. It was just that.
Pusha T, I think
this
it's
record,
not like. Pusha T gives you more of a feeling. Like, it's not. Right. His lyrics give you more of a feeling. It's not like,
it's
oh
visceral.
My God, he's lyrically destroyed. Yeah, he's visceral. Like.
Yeah, no. He's not lyrical, but still.
It's not an insult to say someone's visceral. It's not a diss. We're saying he's dope because of that feeling. You know what I mean?
He's dope.
Like on that Exodus joint, you know?
Like you
painted the picture.
All right. So look. For number nine, it was Joey Badass. Who I happen to like. I like homie.
I think
dude gets busy, yo. Yeah, I think he gets busy, man. And you know his presence. He's starting to really build his presence. He's definitely one to watch. And
Number
he's 10.
Dope for not having a movement, too. For not having a movement out of everyone on this list and for getting as far as he is just based on people liking his stuff without a big push.
Yeah, I think he's going to have a movement next year. He really deserves one.
The only thing he did for marketing is put $2 signs in his name. That was a good idea.
Other than that, it's all lyrics.
Him and ASAP, anyone who does that, that's marketable, you know.
Right. I'm putting $1 sign in my name as soon as we hang out.
And then GM dollar sign now. That's from GM dollar sign.
My ass is sugar, the dollar sign.
And then look, number 10 was Joe Budden. And
mm-hmm.
I mean, yo, man. Is anybody on this panel that don't watch this show at all?
Me?
He's back. He's like.
I love Joey. He's on my top five list. But the Loving Hip Hop. It turns me up. Like, I don't hear music anymore.
Right.
I just see Joey
on
the TV.
Mm-hmm.
But on him manipulating the media and being able to use that as an advantage for marketing his music, that's a good book. Just as an artist, that's good.
Exactly.
Maybe you don't like the show.
Then on top of that, like, I don't watch the show at all, but I do know that if it wasn't for him and Tahiri doing YouTube, there'd be none of this fucking hip hop.
Right, he invented that.
Right.
He
invented
it. It wouldn't be that one anyway, because the whole Love and Hip Hop is quite successful. But they're the main story, I feel, of this Love and Hip Hop.
You bring people
every
day.
Right.
All right.
In the sense of Love and Hip Hop, in the sense of Joe Budden, I mean, I know, Steve, you could agree on this one, man. That's pretty much everybody's life, you know.
Yeah.
Of course, in the industry, that's their life. So it's not necessarily hard to capture that on camera, which is why, I mean, Joe Budden is dope, which is why he didn't make my list in the sense, but I think he's probably getting a lot more praise from his from his television work than it is from his music, even though I think he's a good musician. But I do say that, you know, it ain't hard to mimic that, especially in the hip-hop world. Cause that's his real life, you know.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, yo, that's what it is, y'all. This is Six Man Radio, first annual.
That's right.
Hottest, top 10 hottest MCs of the year list. And, yo,
Yo, man, I want to thank all y'all for calling in. I really appreciate it, Joe. I salute all y'all, and I respect y'all here. That's why y'all on the line right now. You know what I'm saying? So, talk to y'all, man. Word up.
Cool, thanks for having us.
Word up.
Word up. And yeah, yo, this is definitely the extended edition of Six Man Radio. We usually, our black asses is usually up out of here. But,
I did notice you got 3 hours now to play with. Like is that because of the success of Six Man Radio that it's gotten bigger?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yo, we up out of here, man. Yo, everybody be good. Y'all be safe and get high, man. Fuck it, yo. Six Man Radio. We up out of here, yo. Peace.
Yeah. Peace.
Shit up a little bit, my vocals. I hypnotize your eyes and then you recognize that the sparkle of my chrome shoes paralyzed. Getting money like this, people want my vibe. Full of jealousy and pride, hate the way I ride. Sometimes you speak, sometimes you don't. Figure this nigga souped up, cause he cooped up.
Yo, check this out. It's the Soul Brother number one, Pete Rock, man. And you're checking out Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop music. You know what I mean? Soul Brother number one.
Pimps.